Welcome back to Text to Task Simplifying Education, the podcast that makes teaching simpler and learning stickier. I am Gargi, and today we are tackling something every English teacher has wrestled with. How do you make students actually want to learn English? Most people want to learn English, and the predominant reason is English can truly transform our life. You know that moment when you're explaining verb tenses and half your class is secretly scrolling through Instagram? Yeah, we are fixing that today. Here's the truth nobody talks about. English feels like homework, even to teachers sometimes. For students whose first language isn't English, it's even tougher. They're worried about pronunciation, confused by grammar rules that make no sense, and frankly, their phones are way more interesting than our lessons. Louis von Ahn, the guy behind Duolingo, puts it perfectly. He says, teaching through smartphones is like serving broccoli next to the world's most delicious cake. Guess what students choose? But here's the thing, what if English became the cake? I tried this with my own students last month. Instead of starting with, today we will learn past tense, I said, who wants to become the class storytelling champion? Suddenly, everyone wanted to share their weekend adventures. Same grammar lesson, completely different energy. So, how do we make English as addictive as social media? We borrow their tricks. First, gamify everything. I'm talking points for participation, class leaderboards, achievement badges. When a student used 5 new vocabulary words in one conversation, she didn't just get a good job, she got the Word Wizard badge and 10 points toward becoming Student of the Week. Second, create streaks. Remember how proud you felt about your Wordle streak. Students feel the same rush. English speaking streak day 7 hits different than another Tuesday lesson. I have students who refuse to miss class because they don't want to break their streak. Third, make everything bite-sized. Instead of overwhelming hour-long lessons, break things down. One new word, one conversation, one question to ask a classmate. Small wins build big confidence. What actually works in real classroom? Let me share what I have seen work, not just in theory, but in actual chaotic classrooms with real teenagers. Personal connection is everything. Stop teaching about abstract topics. If you're covering past tense, have students write about their actual weekends, their favorite movies, their embarrassing moments. Students learn more grammar talking about cricket matches than they did from any textbook chapter. Make it social and loud. Set up English battles, friendly competition, where teams race to complete conversation or solve language puzzles. The classroom should buzz with English chatter, not silent worksheet completion. Use smart reminders. Just like apps ping your phone, create classroom cues. When the clock hits 11:45, everyone stops for English minute. 60 seconds of rapid-fire English questions with whoever sitting nearby. Keeping it fair and accessible. Here's where it gets important. Not every student has fancy apps or fast internet at home. But engagement doesn't require expensive tools. WhatsApp groups work wonders. Send daily vocabulary challenges or voice note assignments. Students practice English while using an app they already love. Don't ban their first language. Use it as a bridge. Start with bilingual storytelling or ask students to translate their favorite local proverbs into English. they will understand both languages better. Most importantly, celebrate small victories. Not everyone needs to sound like a native speaker tomorrow. When a quiet student finally raised his hand to answer in English, that deserved applause, and he got it. Von Ahn's real genius wasn't just making language learning fun. He made it feel possible. That's our job too. We are not just teaching grammar and vocabulary. We are showing students that they can master something that once felt impossible. I've watched students transform from terrified silence to confident conversation. The secret isn't perfect lesson plans or expensive technology. It's making English feel like play instead of work. When students race to class because they want to beat yesterday's word count, when they practice English jokes to make friends laugh, when they choose English books because the stories are good, that's when you know you have cracked the code. So let's stop serving English like medicine students have to swallow. Let's make it the thing they can't wait to try. Until then, keep making learning irresistible. Thanks for listening to Text to Task, Simplifying Education.